today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I said, Mama, I think we're done with nature. Do you want to go to a cabin? She said, Yeah, we'll do that. And about this time, she said, I think I'm feeling phantom pain in my left ankle.
Oh, God.
Would anyone let an average 10-year-old sit in the seat?
Not with a running engine, no.
No.
Probably not. Yeah. Well, maybe he was drunk.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Mike.
I scratched that BMW. The Beamer got a scratch on it, Dad.
There you are. Yeah. you lace curtain MFA.
What? Is it naturally occurring, or have they built it in at all, or is it just like a hole
in the ground? No, it is. The spring is this corner of the world that's deep, apparently, and it's clear. It's beautiful. Mm. And you can see it, and it looks really pretty.
Don't drink it.
And then... I don't intend to.
If there's so many people, the healing powers of E. coli will not help.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. We're heard all over the place. Churchville, New York, Mountain View, Arkansas, Cincinnati, Ohio, Ratchet City, a.k.a. Shreveport, Louisiana, Springfield, Missouri, and London, England. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. I don't know if we're not trying hard enough, or whether it's me or what, but... Usually when Oscar and I have a fight like we had on at the end of the week.
Yes.
I'd expect a little more
heat,
sizzle.
Yeah.
And I went back and I watched it and I thought, all right, I thought it was worse than it was. I actually thought it was more intense and I guess it really wasn't. Not as intense as I thought. But Oscar's going to be really happy to know that... If you didn't listen to Thursday's show or the bonus show last week, Oscar hit a nerve for me talking about money and calling me wealthy and stuff like that. And then it became a thing, and Oscar will be very happy that. So I went back and I watched it, and I'm like, oh, okay. I thought I was worse than I was. And then I have Carla look at it. And then Carla, this is right after we've done it, right after we've had our, and it didn't end ugly. It just ended.
I thought I was really funny at the end.
I was pissed. I was still pissed.
Still mad.
Well, it ended.
But not mad. Like not mad. Call you up and say, hey, Matt. And I don't want to say mad as much as I was still just unsettled because it had been a while since we'd had a moment like that.
Yeah, I wasn't.
I think
and
if I, yeah, my and then memory I,
I'm
serves.
Like I'm hanging up and I hear Oscar say to Rob, "Yeah, you notice he didn't say it back. I love you back." And then I texted everybody, "I love you back." Right?
Yeah.
He's a lot of this. Both of you doing it.
No. As I recall,
let's piss off the old guy. Like that. What?
The Thursday show ended. Pretty hot.
Yeah.
Pretty red hot. Yeah. And then it was resolved within the bonus show. So
yeah, it was resolved to a degree.
Yeah.
And I played it for Carla.
Is it hard to get her to listen to the show?
Or does she
likes listening.
Oh, she does.
She listened early on in the show. When she busted me for the cheeseburger last week.
Sometimes you get a real time tell Mike I'm mad.
Yeah, she listens, on and off, doesn't listen regularly, every single day at the time we're taping the show. So I look over at Carla, and let me see if I can describe the look that I'm getting from Carla. The look I'm getting from Carla is,
oh, dear.
And I said, what is that look? And she goes, I'm like, what? And I mean, I'm still unsettled. So I'm like, what? 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 She said, I don't know. What do you mean? What do you mean? And she said, I don't know. I think you were a little over the top. I said, what do you mean over the top? I was pissed. I said, well, and then she goes right to, well, all he said was, and then I'm like, I'm not talking about just then. And I have to go back and go, it's been building for years.
How much
he
did it help?
He always gives me crap like that. But anyway, because she's honest like that, which is the reason we're together, that she, but it wasn't also a, oh my God, you should. So yeah, it was,
no.
You know,
how much
whatever.
Did it help that obviously you went to her to look for some sort of,
sympathy.
You know, sympathy or even like, yeah, you did
no,
right.
No, you're getting it wrong. I come off the show and after the bonus show.
Right.
And we did, I don't care who knows.
No,
We taped two on Thursday.
We taped two.
What?
So.
It's just a joke.
You'll understand me.
You're not helping.
When we get this is not this is unrelated to what I'm talking about today.
Okay.
Trust me.
Okay.
I got some headlines today.
Nice. Yes.
So anyway, I wasn't going to get sympathy. I was going to because she looked at me and she's like, "What is your deal?" And I'm like, So that's the way it went down. And I reacted. Something happened to distract me, which is really good. So then I just, and then it filtered out. And then we were on our way to a weekend trip and it ended up not being that big a deal. But I also thought I'd get a little more hate over the weekend. Mm-hmm. I thought I'd get more. And I went to a sub fan club page.
Oh, dear.
There are plenty of those.
Yes.
And I'm reading this review of this guy that's just giving it to me. And I'm like, well, there you go. And then I only realized after like 3 hours, he'd written that the middle of the week.
Oh.
About something else.
Totally unrelated.
Yeah. Was it Oscar? Was it Oscar
troll.
Who wrote it?
It could. It's funny you bring that
it's
up because
like
I'm like,
it.
He's got another. Because that's exactly what if I was Oscar and I could write anything, slamming me.
Jesus Christ.
I would say, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, because I'm like, wow, that's interesting. But anyway, the long and short of it, I didn't get the feedback that I thought I'd get. I'm checking Facebook all. Yeah,
the
downloads were
38%.
Yeah, the downloads were great.
Yeah.
So I think maybe midweek we'll get, I got to realize that Oscar, I expect that'll come later, and then I can get all pissed off all over again.
Well, that's good.
You know? We're on the same team.
Keep you going. That hatred is good. Harness it.
Whatever. And you, by the way, were part of the post. You know, if I get wrong, what does Mike get guess?
Leave
that's
me
what
out
it was.
Of it.
That's what it was because that's you get it. You quiet and your cheeks get red and I take the crap. I know
God.
It's my role. It's what I get. I understand that, but that has nothing to do with because we were going on a road trip. That's why I wanted to tape two on Thursday because
you rarely call me or text me over the weekend and say you've got a honey of a story.
It's BS if I do. I mean, I regular stuff happens,
right.
And we observe the world. But the reason I have always said to anybody that's in this business, get out, do stuff, because you just never know.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
Mm-hmm.
You never, 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 ever know. So the road trip this weekend, we originally were going to travel a bit, since we weren't going anywhere this summer. But the reality of it financially is that I refused to pay double airfare that was already ridiculously expensive to go somewhere on a weekend. I can't justify it. Yeah. It doesn't make sense to me. So road trips are the thing. And then we were talking, I think, the beginning or part of last week or the week before about a road trip. And Carla has heard about these springs, these natural springs in Florida, which have this beautiful, crystal clear water.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all over the place, but you have to know where to find them. And they're in the central part of the state. And I said, yeah, let's do that. And there were a bunch of them there. And we've always driven by this bucolic little town north of Tampa, Florida, called Ocala.
I've heard of
Ocala,
it.
Ocala, Florida.
Yeah.
And it's horse country primarily, but from the interstate, it has always looked so beautiful. So the idea of these springs, but also maybe finding a little exploration,
little
and going,
yeah,
going for a little overnight in this town, will be something we're intrigued with and we're going to have fun doing.
Don't so we let venture Michael out. Get close to the river.
Am I falling?
Don't fall in. Don't read ahead. So anyway, we venture up. And Ocala is very old Florida. When I say old Florida, not the new Florida of gated communities
right.
with community, not the new Florida of we're just as bad as Northern Virginia in a lot of places with the traffic, but there's tremendous traffic. And we leave late in the afternoon, maybe 2:33 o'clock on mm-hmm. Friday afternoon. And the traffic around Tampa was horrible. And it just, I thought it would be a little easier, but it wasn't. Finally get to Ocala, and it's just different. It's a little town, but reminds me of Old Town Manassas a little bit.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm already loving it. And towns that are like every other retail
of course.
Space is repurposed.
Yeah.
Yes, right.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Where the multitude of businesses that have failed and failed and failed. And then you have something that's super thriving with a new sign. Mm-hmm. And that seems to be the center of activity. Mm-hmm. It was that kind of time.
I felt like Manassas. For the majority of the time, that was 5-6 years we did the show from there.
Yeah.
Right? It felt like Manassas was like a broke down Hollywood set. Like at every turn, they were making it into a new show with a new array of players.
I can give that.
I don't think you could describe downtown Ocala any better than you just did. I don't think you could nail it more than, yeah.
Is it much like the ranch they visit in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Spawn Ranch. No, it's not that rural, though.
Okay.
But you've got, you know, hey, we'll shoot the boxing ring here.
Yes.
On the main drag, there was a boxing ring because there's a boxing area.
Oh, no.
And then we'll shoot. And then the building where the Hilton Garden Inn was, I think is a brand new building for the hotel, but I wasn't sure because it appeared to be perhaps repurposed as well.
Okay,
but I don't know. And you had to go to the second floor to check in.
At any
and
point, then the did sign- they refer to your hotel room as a stall?
No, you're picturing horses. Don't picture horses.
Okay, well, you
get
said
off
horse
of Spawn
country.
Ranch and just think of a town with lots of different places and
kind is
of
the
odd.
Best thing about Ocala? Is it like Manassas? Is it the people?
It was, I thought, when we checked in,
yes,
I thought seriously that we had perhaps, we were staying in a hotel on certain floors that was perhaps a treatment facility on other floors. I am not exaggerating.
Wow.
I said, this is like, is this Promises on floors 8-10? Is that what, I didn't know what it was.
If Carla had booked the reservation, I'm sure that was running through your head.
It was strange. And when we pulled up to the turnaround to drop off our stuff,
yeah,
there's a guy you know in Better Call Saul,
mm-hmm.
the owner of the chicken restaurant.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Picture the owner of the chicken restaurant, only no hair.
Pollos Hermanos.
And we pull in. There's a man in the middle of the turnaround. With a phone to his ear, standing directly in there, and Carla, who's driving, hi everybody, I'm home, gives him the high beams because it's just he's standing there and gives him the high beams. I'm like, what is the deal? We have to pull the guy, and he is standing there, and then he turns. I swear to God, he turns around with his. He's got his phone like this, and he turns around like this, and he looks at me like this, just dead-eyed and weird.
Uh-huh.
And that's how we check in. And then all these men are walking around, and it didn't look like the kind of business trip. It was just weird, 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 weird.
Did he Did he seem at all like he was an employee, or was he definitely a guest?
No, he's there as a guest because he came off an elevator later on.
All right.
And we get in, we check in, we go to the room, we're tired, we're going to get up early the next morning, and we're going to venture out to the springs.
Yes.
And the state park system state of Florida.
Aren't there supposed to be healing powers in these springs?
I think in some of them there are. We didn't really do a tremendous amount of diligence. We just knew where this one place was. And at the far end of the activities, you could tube Ooh. Down this Crystal Spring River.
That looks like fun.
Rainbow yeah. Spring River. Yeah. But as Carla said, first thing in the morning, and she knew, she said, that's about a 3.5-4 hour commitment. I said, I didn't feel a little trapped that way. Don't yeah. think we're going to do that. But we're going to go to the spring where they've got some waterfalls, man-made waterfalls, but then a natural spring that's clear, mm-hmm. and we drive to the spring. So we drive to the spring. It's like a lot of state parks.
Yes.
It's balls to the wall, and you can oh. see. And I immediately, you know me in crowds, I get the crowd thing going, and I'm sure. like, okay, let's go. Let's check it out and see what it is. And we walk in, and it's a state park, and you pay $2 to get in. And they've got a little gift shop there.
Of course.
And a little walkway. And there are people on the lawn, and there are people that are mm-hmm. cooking out. And you can
That's
smell
nice.
Like burgers in the
oh,
air. Very
yeah.
sweet.
Yeah.
Lots of some people kicking a soccer ball. Yeah. And then there's this, what appears to be a 30 by 40 roped off area of clear spring. That is clear. You can see down at the bottom, and it's natural.
That's right. Cool.
And it is absolute wall to wall, shoulder to shoulder, people.
To look
it's,
at water.
It's like, no, to swim. It's
oh,
a
okay,
swimming
yeah.
hole.
Oh, okay. Oh.
And walking in and out, it's like I've got a Disney vibe already. It's that crowded. It's crowded enough where, you know, we and a little dock. That there's no room on it whatsoever, and people hanging off, and it's gross. It's just gross. It's gross
were
to
you
me.
In
it's water slide gross.
Yeah, were you in right? swim trunks prepared to get in if it had
yeah,
been
were
better?
You, were you ready to, you know?
I don't think I was in swim trunks. We had brought swim trunks. I thought that it would be more national state parkish,
yeah.
where there'd be spread out a little bit, and
like,
you could kind of,
like
you know,
Iceland. When you see that everybody in the
oh,
water.
Oh, the Blue Lagoon.
Well,
spread
but
apart.
The Blue Lagoon is also a concentrated area of people. I thought perhaps there would be these springs and you could kind of find your own little way.
Got it.
But I didn't have any preconceptions. I just looked at it and I'm like,
right.
Do you want to go swimming? And Carla says, no. I said, Michael, you want to go? No. I said, I think, what about the water? She said, the waterfalls, I think, are on the other side.
When you were watching the people swimming, did you see anyone that had a tick on their back?
Yeah. Mm. What about?
There were some people that if they dove off a swim platform on the back of a boat,
yes.
like you've seen on the YouTube videos,
yes.
you would have to assist them back onto the platform.
The closest springs to here, which yeah. I have actually seen but never got in, are in West Virginia.
Well, no, there's a little waterfall in Clara Barton Parkway that's very
nice. No, he's talking about White Sulphur Springs.
Yes,
Yeah.
Not Silver Spring.
They're very.
I grew up there. The metro.
They're kind of. They're concentrated. They're yeah. these places.
How big, like a regular community pool, big spring or
yeah.
like little pond?
About a regular community pool.
Okay, got it.
And
got
is it just naturally
maybe a little
occurring?
Small? A little smaller. Like,
okay.
A little more square
fair.
Than that.
Is
fair,
it naturally fair. Occurring, or have they built it in at all, or is it just like a
no,
hole
no?
It in the
is
ground?
The spring is this corner of the world that's deep apparently, and it's clear. It's beautiful, mm. and you can Ooh. See it, and it's and it looks really pretty.
Don't drink
and,
it,
and then I don't intend to.
If there's
Good.
So many
Good,
people.
Mike.
The healing powers of E. coli will not help you.
It's so, it's just people
COVID
who
springs.
Are, look.
COVID springs.
Yeah, beautiful this time of year.
I'm not a beach person. I am not a, go to the lake person. I'm not a community pool
Mike,
person. I don't like it.
I'm going to offend the majority of our audience.
Oh, good.
Especially in the DMV. I feel the same way you feel about this one experience. As I do, and I have ever since I was a child, and when my dad said, let's go to the playa, and he took us to Sandy Point National Park.
Oh, yeah.
I'm an Annapolitan. I lived in Annapolis.
Mike, can you give us
I
a thumbnail?
I could have told you about Sandy Point.
Thumbnail, if you would, Sandy Point, because there are people that don't get
Sandy
the pleasure
Point,
of seeing it right before right. they cross the bridge.
Sandy Point is a state park where rubes believe it's the beach.
And isn't it largely man-made?
No, it's on Chesapeake Bay.
Yeah, but I mean, didn't they bring in sand to sort of extend
Perhaps
it? I believe
that
they did.
I don't know. What I will tell you is it's a little gritty. It's a little dirty. It's a little, and it's the bay,
The water is brackish. It's
the water is brackish. It is not waves and the beach. You know, the beach is the beach, right? You got the seashore.
Docile, brackish water.
And even their seafood festival is not.
They have one?
Not.
I just.
Even their boat ramp is.
It's right
next to the Chesapeake Bay Bridge.
Yes, it is.
I remember my father would pump us up about going to the beach.
Right.
And all I knew is, you know, Ocean City.
Yeah.
From when my friend's parents would go to the beach and I would tag along with them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So when he would make a left at the bridge and never go over the bridge to where I thought Ocean City was.
He said exactly. 4.25 right there.
Yeah. Yeah. And 3.5 hours.
And then you would get to Sandy Point. And he would talk about how we're so lucky to live close to a beach. And then you'd get on the sand and it felt like you were in a sandbox that was
wet.
Yeah,
sandbox sand.
Sandbox sand.
It's construction.
Dirt sand. Yeah. Sand dirt.
Yeah, it's construction
construction sand.
Yeah, it's construction sand.
Yeah.
We were there. Remember, we went there to do our video thing.
Yeah.
Not fine.
For the live show.
Thick. Grainy construction sand.
Yeah.
Dirt sand.
Yeah, exactly. Dirt sand.
Yeah.
Which is the, by the way, you could handle the brackish water if it wasn't the dirt sand.
Yes. Yeah. And then you've
it's like sand mud.
And you've got, it does get a little muddy. Yeah. And
it gets muddy.
And there's no ocean play because there's no waves. There's no boardwalk.
The Chesapeake is
there's
beautiful.
There's no touristy stuff. The Chesapeake
that
is beautiful.
That is not a beach.
In a nitrogen runoff kind of way, it's beautiful.
No. The Chesapeake Bay
and they've
is gotten beautiful.
They've cleaned
to
it up.
Look at, it's beautiful.
Yeah, but also, if you're on the water there, it's gorgeous. If there are parts that are pretty.
Yes, there are parts. But
Sandy
the water
Point does not represent the Chesapeake Bay for me.
No, not at all. And the boating situation is, is pretty out there on the water to be out there. Sandy Point, you've made your point, and I think I get it. It really is kind of... when you're talking about beach and people think, hey, let's go to the beach. Well, you're not really going. And people that live in Annapolis really, by and large, would avoid Sandy Point. If you're going to go to Sandy Point, go to a lake.
Might as well.
Go to Lake Braddock.
Yes.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. Same deal.
And you're going against traffic
that
way.
But for hot springs or healing springs, I think of what most people would think, I believe, in a movie. Or there's
Franklin Roosevelt.
There are some springs that are
Sunrise at Campobello
accessible for the public, and those are the popular ones. But there should be a trail to other springs
obscure ones
that people aren't willing to walk to.
And we didn't do a deep enough dive on other springs in the area because something happened that really stopped everybody in their tracks, and I mean that not
so,
figuring.
So something happened after you decided to abandon the 30-by-40-foot massive humanity spring.
We ask one of the Ranger Andes where the falls are, and there are two ways of people helping you. Detailed and concerned, and then the wave of an arm with someone that's worked there too long, knows where everything is, and doesn't give a rat's ass. It's up around the corner. And so we venture off, and... We get the gist of where we're going, and you go up past the gift shop and the little snack bar, which is lovely, and we make our way.
Any great gifts at the gift shop that sort of popped out?
That'll come into play in a minute.
Oh, good, good, good.
So we make our way past the gift shop. You should go down the hill. Of course, you're going down a hill to where the springs are, and you're coiling down on this brick path, and we get about, I would say, 100 yards down this little path, and suddenly hear,
ooh.
And Carla is in front of me, and she says, I hear the waterfall. And I hear the waterfall at the same time. And I'm like, and Carla's looking around up above, and I'm in back of Carla, and I'm looking straight down at Carla when I say, snake!
Oh. No.
In front of Carla, under her foot, about to be stepped on.
Oh,
they hate that.
What appears to be, and I am not exaggerating, a 4 to 4.5 foot snake coiled in the center of the path. when I say when I say to her, snake, her foot is already on the way down to the center of the coil.
What kind of snake again?
I will get to that in a second. She steps on the snake.
Oh, no.
The snake lunges back and strikes at her.
Oh, my God. This is not
and
good.
Flattens its head, appearing to be, you know, the way cobras do?
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, there. I find out later, there are lots of snakes that do that. She stepped on about a 3.5 to 4 foot, what is called a yellow rat snake.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
There it is.
Man.
That is a yellow rat snake. Bigger than this one.
That looks terrifying.
Fatter than
terrifying.
This one.
Yeah.
And Carla, and we pointed this out after the fact, Carla has the scream.
Yeah.
Of not a fit early 40s woman. She has the scream of an 80-year-old matron. She screams like this.
Well, it's genuine fear.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And Michael is 10 feet in front of Carla.
Okay.
Bursts into tears. I'm like, get back!
Yeah.
Get back! Carla goes, yo! Like that. The snake is in rear-up position.
Yeah.
And I am looking at it. I said, did it bite you? Did it bite you? It looked like it struck you.
Yes.
Did it bite you? She said, no. At this point, the snake flattens out. Gets its head back into its original position, and I'm looking at how huge. And I'm the only one in the family at this point that all I'm doing is taking an inventory of what it looks like. And I immediately think, that does not look poisonous or venomous, not even close. It doesn't look like I know what a copperhead looks like. I know what a cottonmouth water moccasin looks like, and I certainly know what a rattlesnake looks like. None of the above. At the same time, I don't have any idea what the F it is. I have no idea what it is. And the thing then flattens out and does a beeline into the flora and fauna off the path.
Well, I applaud you for not crying.
Poor Michael.
But you don't know if it's so poisonous at this time. Like, you don't know
I have no
this.
Idea whether it's poisonous. But the first thing I determine, and she is emphatic that she has not been bitten. You know?
Right, right.
And by the way, it's bitten. It's bitten,
bitten.
America.
Bitten.
Not in Florida.
Yeah, no, not in Florida. Did you get bit?
Actually, Mike, to be private, did ye get bit?
Did you get bit? It's bitten.
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 Yeah.
Bitten. So I look at her leg. Everything seems to be fine. It's for her extremely traumatic. My heart rate is beating out of his chest. It is a massive snake.
Right.
And I see snakes down here all the time. I see them about here.
You have a snake.
Yeah.
I have a snake.
Jake. In his pants.
This one, as far as length, would be longer, twice the size of Jake.
All right.
You know.
But the
I'm
color,
saying this
the color
about
of
four
the snake
feet.
Is looks poisonous.
Yeah, it's off-putting to
it
be that
like
way.
It looks like a copperhead.
Yeah.
That's the, you know, that's the guy right there. That's what it looks like. Let me see if I... Here, is that a better angle?
Yeah.
Is that a better angle
clear.
For you guys?
It looks scary.
It does.
It was scary. And it was scary. And then that's the end of... The officially, the tour of the Crystal Rainbow whatever springs has concluded.
Yeah.
The wildlife expedition has concluded. We are going to venture off, and we made.
So did you have to climb back up the brick path?
We climbed back up the brick path. We, I believe, stopped a ranger on our way out of the park. It could be anything. We got them all in here. That was the answer we got as he was helping
thank
a turtle.
You. Thank
as
you,
as he was
Jacques
helping Cousteau. Oh yeah, thank you, Fife. Thank you, Deputy Fife.
Well,
you
we know, got a whole bunch of different snakes in here.
Wouldn't you think, seriously, that you got that gig, you'd know backwards and forwards what you were doing. Not this guy.
What did it look like? So you can tell someone, hey, you might want to see a doctor, or is everything okay, or what's the story?
I said it was tan, Yellowish tan with dark stripes along dark horizontal stripes.
And he said, "What you have there, friend, is a banana."
That could have been a plantain.
It was not. And she is still upset. And then
how's Michael?
Feels,
did he calm down?
He calmed down relatively soon.
Good, good.
And we start laughing. And we start saying, well, we're going to have this. I immediately say, well, I certainly have something to talk about on Monday's show when we get back. And by the way, this is not running into a snake. This is not seeing a snake on a log. This is putting your foot down with your head like, by the way, when you're walking a nature path where there are signs that say beware of venomous snakes, it's perhaps not a great idea to have your head in this position. With your head, which it was. She was
I'm
not
surprised
looking where she
didn't
was
get
going.
A job offer to be a park ranger. If
she'd probably do very
like
well. Yes. I don't know. Anyway, so it was back. It was out there. It was freaky.
It
was
Arizona, you have a similar. That's the last time I've ever seen a snake even close to me. And a typical hiker that has seen this left and right will be like, stop freaking out about this. But there are certain snakes that just look like they could end your life.
Yeah.
Simply because of the pigment of their skin.
Mm-hmm. They look scary. They look scary. And I think there are rules of the road, especially those
is it scales or skin?
It'd be skin on a snake.
Scales.
But they shed their skin, don't they?
Yeah, but it's scales.
Oh, okay.
The idea of hikers looking where they're going is a big deal too.
Yeah.
If you're an Appalachian Trail hiker, mm-hmm. if you're an Arizona Sedona desert hikers, look down in front of you because you never know when, because they come out to the open area, as Rob said, to get heat and warm up. That's what they want.
According to this article, if you're wondering if they're poisonous, as a rule, most of the poisonous snakes are wearing a medic alert necklace.
Yes.
And they will tell you that they're poisonous.
Yeah, like a choker.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
right
if you
around.
See that,
they know
give
what
them
number
some
to call.
Distance. Exactly.
Because they need to get their venom back.
It was, and then we get in the car, and we start heading. I make a pivot. We're far enough north where I said to Michael, would you like, how about this? Why don't we go up? Because he's all about education lately and going
That's
to
sweet.
Schools.
That's nice.
I said, Michael, we're 36 miles away from the University of Florida. Do you want to go up and see the stadium
cool.
see the campus?
Nice.
And
that's
we'll go cool. to the gift shop and we'll get you like some University of Florida swag, maybe like a T-shirt or something like that. And he said, yeah, Dad. I said, Mama, I think we're done with nature. Do you want to go to a campus? She said, yeah, we'll do that. And about this time, she said, I think I'm feeling phantom pain in my left ankle.
Oh, God.
That is funny.
I said, no,
phantom
you're not.
Phantom pain?
Yeah.
No, you can't be. No, you
maybe,
can't be.
Maybe he broke the skin. I don't remember.
So it's off to the University of Florida, where it was a sea of activity, where there were tours going on and summer programs for kids.
It is the season.
And didn't get a chance to go into the stadium, which I was kind of bummed about. A lot of construction going on at the University of Florida. And, when you go to those big schools where the football program
is everything.
much more important than anything else, it's like going into
West Virginia.
It's like going into the best team store you could ever go into.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Better than some professional teams.
Better than professional teams, like by leaps and bounds. Yeah. And it was fun, and it was a quick trip. It was a quick turnaround, and then we headed back, to our hotel town, Ocala, and the only thing they have, I'm giving every detail of my stupid-ass trip, was in next to our hotel, and Rob, you would enjoy this place. You would love this place.
All right.
This was all you. Grandpa Joe's candy store.
Oh.
And they had a full, massive retail space. It was balls to the wall in Grandpa Joe's candy store where I didn't get anything.
That's I'm a little bitter you didn't take
pain.
A photograph. I would have loved
it was
to have
really,
seen a photograph.
Well, I didn't make the connection. Until I was in there and I see that they're running Charlie and the Chocolate Factory on the back wall. You know, come on, Charlie. Come on into Grandpa Joe's Chocolate Factory. And
Grandpa Joe's snake. his yellow rat.
And it was fine for me up until I saw the Joe Biden toilet paper, and then it pissed me off a little bit.
Oh, they love that stuff. Yeah.
They didn't have the balance. You know, if I see that toilet paper, well, show me the other guy's toilet paper, too. Yeah. You know, his toilet paper, I guess, wouldn't sell in Ocala.
Maybe
but anyway.
It was already sold out, Mike.
Yeah. Why don't we go with that? And it was there, and then there was we went down for.
Was there any candy that tempted you at the candy store?
Oh, everything tempted me. They had the Japanese candy,
and
they had the German, candy,
the most hateful candy.
They had all
any,
to get
there. Any novelty-sized candy?
Oh, they had a novelty-size bag of Swedish fish in multiple flavors.
Cool. That's
like
fun.
You couldn't get in a regular candy store on the best day.
Yeah.
They had a wall of Soda Pop. Different flavors of soda. If you're a soda pop aficionado, I didn't see a diet soda in the group.
Great.
All sugary sodas all along the wall. Yeah. And it was nice. Then we went down. There was a little tequila bar where Michael got some lemonade and nachos. And, you know, mom and dad, after the stressful day we'd had, we decided we'd knock back a couple of those.
Did you try the signature drink there, the yellow rat snake?
The yellow rat snake was delicious. And you would think that stepping on a massive snake and barely almost getting bitten would be a pretty rough part of the weekend, but not the worst part of the weekend.
Oh, no.
Really?
We're not doing news. We're going to take a break. When come back, I'll tell you what we're dealing with starting this morning. Yes, sir.
Oh,
absolutely.
No.
Fantastic. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. How y'all doing? How's everybody doing? Why do you think I look like this? Hi, everybody. Fantastic. Life is good. Yes, have a
Paisans, the Mike O'Mara Show can be watched on Facebook and YouTube. Listen to on iTunes and Spotify. Now I present to you the show's next conquest, TikTok. Check out video clips of the show with new content every day. Click on at Mike O'Mara Show and follow today. Capiche? Grazie. Now back to our capo, Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Paulie. How did that pool of yours get so green? Anyway, when it comes to shoes...
It's clear, Mike, like a crystal spring.
They've got to feel as good as they look. Rothy's knit style and comfort into every pair of super soft, perfectly cushioned sneakers. Their signature sneaker. You have it, right, Oscar?
I have the
sneaker.
Two pairs.
Mm-hmm. I got to get the sneaker.
I've got two pairs
of loafers. I want to get the sneaker.
Love them.
They have that classically cool look that goes with everything. The perfect mix of casual and elevated. They're one-of-a-kind driving loafers. Got two pairs of those. They come in classic colors and eye-catching patterns made from the modern for the modern man. Men's Health said they were wowed by the sleek, upcycled shoes that look just as great as they feel. Plus, they're all sustainably made, machine washable, and built to last. I love that you don't need to break them in and that they're incredibly versatile. Wear them with a suit, wear them with sweatpants, or anything in between. Wear them with nothing around the house.
Nice.
If you care to.
Nice.
We
they are
we all love.
Yeah, they're great.
We all love our Rothys. They look amazing. Find out what the hype is all about. Discover your new favorite pair of shoes and get $20 off your first purchase at Rothys.com/TMOS. That's Rothys.com/TMOS for $20 off your first order. Thank you to Rothy. So, yeah,
nice.
We decided that we would have a chill kind of evening. And this is like 4.
Is this still Saturday?
4 o'clock Saturday.
Yeah.
And we go in and we kind of both throw caution. We were supposed to have one bad meal.
Right.
We threw caution to the wind this weekend a little bit more than we ever should.
Well, you saw your lives flash before your eyes.
It'll change.
This morning and before yesterday and before everything really hit the fan here, I had put down on my show prep, I'd taken a note on it. And I mean, nothing's changed about it, so I'm being honest here, and think of me what you will. Cracker Barrel is an outfit, a chain restaurant that I have perhaps... poked a little fun at in the past.
I've never been. I'm very, very curious to hear what you have to say.
I've been multiple times, and I have to say that, strangely enough, the Cracker Barrel, a fabulous operation that I have visited twice this weekend. Friday night on the drive up, when we decided, do you want to have our vet meal now?
Let's do it.
And it's like,
today.
Well, let me look. There's a steakhouse here like that. And then we decide, why don't we just go to the Cracker Barrel and throw caution to the wind?
Right.
Have some simple American food.
Comfort food.
I am someone. Cracker Barrel.
Oscar.
What did he say?
He said comfort food.
Cracker Barrel is. Cracker Barrel is the type of organization that I believe they work very hard to create a certain ambiance,
yes,
that conveys country folk. And I have to say that in my limited world down here in West South Florida, I think they achieved that. I think you can walk in and kind of feel, what are you looking at, Rob?
Dan O'Brien just broke the
seal. It's bringing me some beverages.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's countryfied.
Yes,
it is. It's a little countryfied.
It is. But, Mike, because you eat with your eyes first.
Mike, I worked in the Manassas Tech Corridor.
I know exactly where you worked.
And at the open of that, right at the mouth of the Tech Corridor, there was a Cracker Barrel.
Choice location.
Perfect.
Right off the highway.
Convenient to the highway. Yes, that's where the traveler wants to stop.
So I have spent many a lunch or breakfast at Cracker Barrel.
And I can't, I just have nothing bad to say. I have nothing bad to say because the blueberry pancakes.
For dinner?
Yes.
Yeah. Good for dinner, for you. Rob. Good
for you. And by the way, I'm sure prices have
breakfast
changed.
Breakfast all day.
It the value.
It's the policy of my house,
a strong
too.
Value.
Did you have a go-to meal there?
I'd get bacon and eggs.
Bacon no and eggs, sure. Yeah.
It's delicious. Mm. And it was fine. Lovely. I know people are going to say, oh, my God. Oh my! And I know I'm probably somebody who said that. You could probably find tape of me on this show, not any previous incarnation. This show talking about, oh my God, Cracker Barrel.
I don't think you ever insulted the food,
yes,
though.
He insulted the
like the rocking chairs.
The way they try to get you to buy everything else on the way out.
Yeah, the peg
sticky
game.
Table.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bell Allwood. So it was lovely, and then we decided on our way back home. That we'd had such a good time that Carla says, I said, man, those blueberry pancakes were something special. I know we ate bad yesterday, but she said, yeah, I'm craving blueberry pancakes too. I said, you really are? She said, yeah. You want to go? And I went across three lanes of traffic. Yep. To get to the exit.
Was she talking like that? I wouldn't
have hit one like a mile.
Sure.
Up the road.
Was she talking like Bruce Willis's girlfriend in Pulp Fiction? I want to get the blueberry pancakes, Booch.
I have the blueberry pancakes. And the next morning, this is Sunday. Oh, okay. So I forgot to tell you the important part of the story. We get back in Ocala. We had another night in the hotel, and we've done this now twice on our little road trips. I said, I'm not all that into waking up in Ocala tomorrow. And it's 5 o'clock.
P.M.?
Let's beat feet. Let's 5 p.m.
Yeah.
And
I
said,
you'd be home by bedtime.
Let's beat feet. We get home 9 o'clock at the latest. And we beat feet.
I've never done that. You leave early.
We left early. We've now left Disney, and we left our other road trip early to get back home. And that's when we stopped at the Cracker Barrel the second time. We were kind of out of our minds. We were out of our minds.
So you hit Cracker Barrel twice in 24 hours.
Twice in 24 hours. You nailed it. Yes. Twice in 24 hours.
I give you a pass with the blueberry pancakes because they're a nod to your youth in Maine.
That's true.
And they're good at this particular outfit. They're consistently good. So.
Outfit.
Carla, I feel fine. I wake up Sunday morning. I said, you know what? I'm going to take my little man out and play golf with him early in the morning since we're back home. And I do.
That's sweet.
Carla wakes up and she's puffy and she feels, I said, well, it's because you ate, because you bought the Charles chips and ate them in the car after your blueberry pancakes. You were mainlining the Charles chips. That's why you feel like crap. And I believe that's why she did feel like crap, because she ate the Charles chips. Yeah. There was no snake bite. Yeah, okay. So she was like, but it's the stress, and I allowed her that. And then so we venture out at 8 a.m. yesterday, Sunday morning, to and when we come back, Carla comes walking, like, sort of staggering out of the bedroom. And I said, did you sleep till? She said, I slept till 10:45. He said, you did what? You never do that. You never do this. She said, yeah, but I just feel like crap. Mm.
Did you once again like crap cite all the potato day. Chips?
I think I thought it was the potato chips. She felt bad all day yesterday. She went to bed at 5:15 yesterday. Mm. And no, maybe 5:15, 5:30. And she stayed in bed. And I said, well, I hope you feel better in the morning because Michael has baseball camp and we have to get him ready. And she wakes up this morning. I said, we'll see how you feel tomorrow. She wakes up this morning. She feels she feels like crap again. She's got a terrible sore throat, and she's feeling a little congested and all that. And I said, well, you know what? We're going to give you a COVID. We're going to give you a rapid COVID test, which I had two left. I had two left. Of course, you can get them now anymore.
Oh, he's prepared. Yeah,
so that's fine. So I sat there, and I've done this with Michael, and I think I've done this with me, and I've looked at, and I know right away how to do it and drop the thing in, and I put the four drops in the little thing.
It's not intimidating
and I look down.
Anymore. You know what to do.
No, it's not intimidating.
You don't even need the instructions.
So when you see the one line, the red line that says negative, you see it right away, and you look over, and you're like, okay, she's fine. She's going to be A-okay, and then, but you have to wait the 20 minutes, and I come by, and I'm doing a couple of things, and I walk by, and I'm in the kitchen. And then I look over, and that's when I saw the faint second line.
Oh, no!
Carla has tested positive for COVID. We have COVID has hit the O'Mara household, ladies and gentlemen.
Jesus
she has the
Christ.
COVID. She has the COVID. She got the vid. She got the vid. And
from
she's on
snake.
Antivirals as we speak.
Not
wearing a mask.
Not from the snake.
I don't think from the snake. She definitely got it from a patron at a restaurant you may have eaten at.
Or she got it from the Ass Springs that we went to.
But you're outdoors. Charles you're the outdoors. Or, you're outdoors at the Ass Springs.
Outdoors, not when she went into the restroom facilities twice.
Wow.
And used Carla pees a lot. So she goes to the restrooms.
And also it was, I mean, keep in mind, this was after a trip to Cracker Barrel.
Are you blaming her bladder?
No. I'm just saying that she's been in a, she does more public urinating than I ever do. By five times.
Do you think you could ever catch up to her?
No, because my bladder, I'm a camel.
This is the CDC here. If you've got to go, don't go in public.
No.
I think you'd be safer. Seriously, I think you might be safer to on the side of the road.
Well,
that's just my opinion.
What you should have done is waited and gone into the springs. A lot of people are doing that.
How is she doing?
Okay. She's symptomatic. Yeah. She's feeling crap. She feels like crap, and I took the test this morning as well, and I tested negative.
You're in Booster Nation.
Yes.
I hope so, Oscar. I told her you had mentioned about the people at Podville with that, and I hope you are right, because I'd love to avoid this
Booster
if possible.
Nation,
But we're going to, as soon as this show is over, I'm off to the Story Store to get more tests and... Mm-hmm. Stuff that is necessary. But she got hammered by it.
Michael?
He's doing fine. Okay. And we haven't tested him. I didn't think we needed to. And we're going to test him probably tonight.
Yeah.
We'll test us all again tonight. Not
you usually, from my experience, it's someone around you gets COVID and you're like, oh, that stinks. And then you're like, oh, I'm in the clear. And either you're in the clear within 3 days or you'll know, there's no doubt you'll know when you know. Because you're going to feel it. You're going to be like, this is not normal. Hopefully this is the flu. And then you'll do a COVID test and be like, oh, okay, this is it.
Does she have a fever?
Yeah, but 99, 90, anywhere between 99.7 and 99.5.
That's what I've heard. That it's like a low lingering fever. Yep.
And she is on, even though they're not FDA approved, she is on the antivirals. Didn't you take antivirals?
Yeah, Paxlovid.
Did you do that? That's what she took. How did you feel? Did you feel better after you took it?
My experience is it may be unique. Two things happen. One, it's an experimental drug, so you don't have to take it. And they make it very clear.
They do. They did to her.
They're very clear. They're like, hey, you're not in the danger zone. You're in your 40s, at least for me.
Right.
Exactly. You don't have to take this.
Right.
And that, and then you ask, well, what's
but
the,
it could help.
What's the upside? They're like, well, this, some people are saying that this may help fight any long COVID symptoms.
Okay.
So then you got to.
So you thought the risk
you
was worth.
You're like, ah, oh, let's just figure out what's going on. So you take it. You have the worst taste in your mouth, and I'm saying.
She's going to get that. If you've ever had, that's the only side effect they talk about.
If you've ever had, like, and I'm not talking about just like death in your mouth. It's bile or stomach. Like, there's
bitterness.
Just, it's not even bitter. It's
pukey.
It's pukey and stale.
And does it manifest in nausea as well, or just your mouth taste?
It's your mouth taste. And I guess the best remedy that I've heard for that is like some tangy candies or gums that just, you know, help.
On the flip side, Mike, fight that. Since
good, thank you for that.
For the last few months, I've been on provirals, and I just taste cinnamon all day.
Thank you. I'm glad. I'm happy for you.
You stay healthy.
Yes, please.
I'm going to try. She's wearing a mask all around. She doesn't come out of her bedroom when she does. What we have to figure out in the the Space Challenge house, where I am broadcasting you from what was once a perfectly safe bedroom, unless I want to put a goddamn sleeping bag down. We'll have news coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike O'Mara wants to know.
Do you want us to do a live show?
And the P1s have answered.
I'm Linda Herr from Stanton, Virginia, and I want to party with TMOS this fall at a live show.
I'm Scott Spindler, a.k.a. Steve, from Scott. Mars, Pennsylvania, and I want to party with TMOS this fall at a live show.
This is O'Mara chick Christy Jordan from West Sacramento, California, and I can't wait to party with TMOS this fall at a live show.
After 3 long years, TMOS Nation is ready to party in Las Vegas.
Or the DMV.
What about Northern California?
Well, the best place is obviously Pittsburgh.
Let's not get carried away there, pretty boy.
Hey guys, just name the time and the place and we'll be there.
God, I hope so.
That's sweet.
That's nice.
Thank you, boys. Jim Amato, Mark Riddell, appreciate that. Hey, when you're running a small business, every second counts. So why are you still taking time out of your day to go to the post office when you could be using Stamps.com instead?
Yes.
Stamps.com makes mailing and shipping quick, easy, and cost-effective for more than 20 years. Stamps.com has been a must for over 1 million businesses. Stamps.com gives you access to all the shipping services you need, plus exclusive discounts like up to 30% off USPS rates and 86% off UPS. All you need is a computer and a standard printer, and you're up and running in minutes, printing official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send it. Plus, Stamps.com works seamlessly with Shopify, Amazon, Etsy, eBay, and more. Whatever you're doing, Stamps.com is your mailing and shipping solution. Here's what I want you to do. Stop wasting time and start saving money when you use Stamps.com to mail and ship. Sign up with promo code TMOS for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale, and no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and enter the code TMOS. We love Stamps.com, and you will too, ladies and gentlemen.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, and a fun, cute little story. I'm watching the video of this on TMZ. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez took Ben's 10-year-old son, Samuel, with them, and he looks like a nice kid, to a luxury car rental dealership in L.A., and things got a little bit bumpy.
Wait till you hear this. This is crazy.
This is just such a typical 10-year-old thing.
Yeah.
Ben let Samuel jump into the driver's seat of a yellow Lamborghini. Looked like one of those Lamborghini SUVs.
Sure.
And the engine was running. The kid put the car in reverse and bumped into the front wheel and fender of a parked BMW. High-end BMW.
Oh, dear.
An employee said, I watched the whole thing. And it really wasn't that big a contact. But when you're talking about a Lambo.
Sure.
Yeah, it's like a $400,000 car.
Yeah, you're not going to buff it different. Out. Yeah.
And an employee said there was no accident. The cars were just parked too close together, which they were. And Ben and Samuel's reactions say otherwise. They looked a little freaked out. But he was loving to his kid.
Yeah.
It just told me a lot about him, the way he handled that. And, you know, you never know what celebrities are, you know, why they'd be renting a high-end car. But you know, maybe they're not going to be in town. That who knows? They're
or,
renting a Lambo.
Or they're there to, you know, I guess the way I read the article was the 77 Motorsports rents and sells these vehicles.
Okay.
So it's just the logic that I don't know if I'm nice enough to have a 10-year-old in that. I don't know. We're close. Like, you sit in the office or we're about to make a deal and we'll walk out here. I don't know.
I think it's special because it's Ben's kid. Like, if it was an average 10-year-old, yeah, probably not.
I guess my point, would anyone let an average 10-year-old sit in the seat?
Not with a running engine, no.
No.
Probably not. Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe, you know, maybe he was drunk.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Oh. That's terrible.
Hey, there, Dad.
That's horrible.
I wicked
scratched. You set me up for that, and I had to say something cool.
Mike.
I wicked scratched that BMW. The Beamer got a scratch on it, Dad.
There you are. Yeah. Ah, you lace curtain MF-er.
What?
I love this story about Anderson Cooper and his gay awakening, because I think we non-gay individuals can relate that if we were to be gay, this might be an awakening for us as well.
Oh.
He was only 11 years old when it happened. It happened when he saw Richard Gere in a play called Bent on Broadway in 1979. During an appearance on Andy Cohen's Radio Andy show, Anderson said his mom's two gay friends took him to see the show, which is about two gay guys in a concentration camp. Here's the quote from Anderson Cooper. I just remember being like, oh my God, I'm totally gay. And afterward, we go backstage and Richard Gere is shirtless in his dressing room and I couldn't speak.
What a great story.
That is.
And I have my playbill and I want him to get him to autograph it, but I was too distracted. I just couldn't stop staring at his chest. But Anderson, I mean, have you ever had a story? This story is so clear.
Yes.
If you are gay, about how he would feel.
It's also so unique.
Yeah.
Well, it is unique.
It happened with Mike when he met Doris Roberts.
I couldn't function.
Couldn't function.
I was speechless. 10 years ago, he interviewed Richard Gere and told him the whole story. He was, quote, very tickled with it. I think man's man, Richard Gere, to
growing
a degree.
Up,
interesting.
One of my first best friends, like when you know you have a best friend.
Uh-huh.
He came out before coming out was
a thing.
A thing, and it was normalized. And I remember asking him, so he came out when he was roughly 14. I remember asking him, I said, like, how long have you known? And he said, he's known since he was 10.
And that's just a pretty clear story.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with the play, but, you know, it's interesting. And I think it's important now more than ever, folks, for us to open our brains, open our minds, and understand we're human beings. My friend Michael Colburn, Colonel Michael Colburn, USMC, was director for many, many years of the President's Own Marine Band, and his one of his all-time favorite human beings, and certainly one of his musical idols, is John Williams.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
John Williams is ready to retire from scoring films after he's done, and this is sad to me because, he is 90, but man, oh, man, I'm such a huge fan as well. After he's done with Indiana Jones 5, and he's earned it. He's 90. He says, quote, at the moment I'm working on Indiana Jones 5, which Harrison Ford, who's quite a bit younger than I am, I think has announced will be his last film. So I thought if Harrison can do it, then perhaps I can also. To be clear, Harrison has not made a public announcement about being his last film. And also to be clear, John isn't retiring completely from music. He's currently working with pianist Emmanuel Axe on an album. John has a long list of movies. Listen to what he's scored. Star Wars, Jaws, Jurassic Park, Harry Potter movies, Superman, E.T. the Extraterrestrial, and the first two Home Alone movies. He is the second most nominated person in Oscar history with 52. Walt Disney is first with 59. It's pretty good company. He's won.
Is Hans Zimmer on that list? Maybe
Hans
not.
Zimmer. I don't know. Oh. I am not sure. But I didn't know he was number two on the list.
Yeah.
And John Williams has won 5 Oscars.
Wow.
4 Golden Globes and 25 Emmys.
Do you know what John his Williams first big gig was?
What's that?
And he's actually, you can spot his name in the credits. He did the score, not the theme, but he did the score for Gilligan's Island. And it's actually in the credits as Johnny Williams. Yeah. Johnny, so this song is a John Williams song.
Can you explain to America the difference between a theme?
Yeah, the theme is what they play up front.
Score.
And the score is like background music, musical hits, and
most
stuff like that.
Most people can't make that association.
I am a score fan, and a theme song would be "Come and Knock on Our Door."
Yeah, yeah,
someone's
exactly.
waiting for you.
Yeah.
A score would be, for example, one of my all-time favorites. It's John Barry that scored "Dances with Wolves."
Yes, yes.
That is a score where you've got where you see the establishing shot of the prairie with Kevin Costner riding along, and you hear da 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 da. That's the score.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I'm a huge. I will listen to scores in my car just to relax.
A television show, like, just like a film, could have a theme and a score.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. The score. Yellowstone has a score.
Yep.
Yellowstone has a playlist on Spotify, and let me tell you, you want to feel like a man's man, you throw
great
that
country,
on.
Great modern country on that score, in my opinion, and folk songs.
Yes.
That choose amazing stuff. Music's a huge part. Of Yellowstone, what makes it probably one of the greatest series ever made, in my opinion. That's the way it goes.
Finally caught up. Watched all four seasons.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, God.
I'm working on it.
Season 5. I cannot wait. If you've got a birthday this month, be grateful, not for the gifts you get, just the fact that you were born in June.
Oh.
Thank you. Yes. Someone polled thousands of people and asked which month is the best month to have a birthday. June was the number one answer with 18% of the vote, and July is a close second at 16%. Warmer months did better in general. May is the third best month for birthdays with 9%. Then August, April, September, October, 5 months tied for last with just 3% of the vote. November, December, January, February, and March.
Oh,
Well, you know what about a May birthday? That means parents were getting it on in October, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Leo, are you a Leo? What are you?
I'm a Cancer.
Cancer.
Actually, I always thought Oscar was a Cancer.
Yes, Cancer on the show. Thank you. Now a little something. There's a cop in Northeast Oklahoma. And turn my music down just a little bit, Rob. He tried to pull a guy over last Thursday for not wearing a seatbelt, and he took off. It turned out he had a bunch of stolen stuff in his truck that was linked to two burglaries, so that's why he didn't stop. The driver, a 23-year-old named Wolf Berry, and not that it matters, but his middle name is October.
Of course.
He floored it, the car, got into a high-speed chase that finally ended when he crashed, but then he took off on foot. And they didn't find him at first because he picked a very unlikely hiding spot. They ended up finding him hiding in a bunch of cow manure. According to police, he'd been in the manure for several hours.
Oh.
He's facing charges for eluding police, running a roadblock, possession of stolen property. He also had a loaded gun in his car, so they tacked on possession of a firearm while committing a felony. And it decided, maybe because I've had a weird day, that I would try, and I never do it successfully, to get through a poem. Because of the guy's name, and I really hope I don't F it up. But
you know,
I will.
You know,
you always
give yourself short shrift. You are a hell of a poet.
I'm good at writing them, but then I read them wrong, and I get mad at myself. So I'm going to try to go slow
and
get it right. Thank you. This is the story of Wolf October Berry, who ran from the cops in a chase that got quite hairy. Wolf was a burglar who also had a gun. When cops ran his license plate, it appeared that Wolf was done. But Wolf October Berry could not go back to jail. He hit the gas and he hauled ass. And the sirens, they did wail. And just as soon as it began, the chase came to an end. Wolf October Berry crashed his ride around the bend. He took off running, then he hit. I'm sorry, I'll start again. He took off running, then he hid. Quite normal for a crook. He found himself a hiding place where nobody would look. But these cops were resourceful, and they knew just where to look. In the middle of a pile of shit, they found our smelly crook. So now he sits behind some bars in a lonely county cell. Wolf October Berry probably isn't doing so well. So when you start your life of crime, be sure you can't endure the ups and downs of lawlessness, because one thing is for sure, criminals are criminals, be they wealthy or be they poor, and you will find your sorry ass in a pile of cow manure.
Yeah!
Now you can hit the stuff. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, a little editing. It'll sound great on the real
Perfect.
Show, I promise you. We'll take a break, and we will come back. He saw it twice, am I right?
Twice.
You saw it twice?
Twice.
We'll get the review of the thing Rob really loves, Elvis, when we come back and find out how the movie really was.
It's an airing of the grievances on the latest bonus show. If you haven't heard it yet, here's what you missed.
You have me here to give you a different dimension to the world.
You, Oscar.
Can I celebrate when good things happen to me and you not get mad at me? Is that okay with the show?
Oscar, yes. Bring us good news.
Yes.
If God forbid you ever have any.
I think in your mind, you think that you have everybody figured out.
Yeah, you are the most jealous person I know, but I still love you.
I truly look at you as a younger brother, as I do Rob.
Like, this is fun for me.
The TMOS bonus show is filled with peace, love, and happiness. Share the joy today and get a subscription at MikeOmeraShow.com.
How about you teach yourself how to run a board?
Ouch.
It's okay. I don't know. I thought it was too nice. I'd like an angrier promo for an angrier segment on the show. Hey, if nausea is getting in the way of enjoying life's important moments, I have good news. Relief Band. Relief Band is the number one FDA-cleared anti-nausea wristband that has been clinically proven to relieve and prevent nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness, anxiety, migraines, hangovers, morning sickness, chemotherapy, and so much more. 100% drug-free, non-drowsy, and zero side effects. Relief Band stimulates a nerve in the wrist that travels to the part of the brain that controls nausea. Then it blocks it. And now when you hit the high seas, they have the Relief Band Sport. It's waterproof. It has interchangeable bands and extended battery life. You can even attach your Apple or Android watch. Plan to do some fishing this summer. And my Relief Band is more important than my bait on those trips. It's effective and it works almost instantly. You got to try it. So if you are finally taking that summer trip that's been on your calendar since 2020, I've got good news. Right now, you can join the over 100,000 Relief Band users with an exclusive offer just for Mike O'Mara listeners. If you go to ReliefBand.com and use promo code TMOS, you will receive 20% off plus free shipping and a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. Remember, it's better to have a Relief Band and not need it than to need it and not have it. So head to ReliefBand.com and use our promo code for 20%. It's TMOS for 20% off plus free shipping.
It's time.
Now, welcome back to the show. All right, Elvis, you had said that you had trepidation about the movie because you weren't going to like it. Then I see you you took an advanced picture with your mom and then an advanced picture with your son where you took both of them to see
the
movie over the weekend.
Well, no, it was different. What happened is my mom gets certain showbiz things in her head and she is like a dog with a steak in her mouth. She can't let it go. Like when the Beatles thing was going to come on Disney Plus, she started asking, that was Thanksgiving, she started asking me about it in March, about how she was going to see it.
Yeah.
And so by the time Thanksgiving night came, she was peaked and ready to go. Well, she started following this Elvis thing when the trailer came out. And I said, you know what? If you're all that into it, we'll go opening night. I'll take care of it. She says, it's right after my hip surgery. But I think I can do
it. Like a Thursday opening night?
We went Friday.
Friday, I mean,
there were advanced screens, but gotcha, we went Friday. So I bought tickets in advance. And after that, I found that my son got me tickets for Father's Day for the same weekend.
Got it.
And I said, you know, buddy, Sharon, that's my mom, she's going to be brokenhearted if we don't go. So I'm going to take her, but I'm
Say Sharon to your son?
Yeah. Or I probably say Shaysho. Because that's their grandmother name.
Okay.
I said Shaysho is going to be brokenhearted if she doesn't go. I know you want to go Sunday. I'll gladly go again.
Mm-hmm.
And so my plot was this, is if it was a disaster, which I thought it was going to be, I was going to say, son, you know what? Thank you for the effort, but let's go see Maverick instead. Mm-hmm. Because I know you'd like to see that again. Aww. You'd mentioned that. So I get my mom and we go to like the 7:30 show out there. Near my house.
Alamo?
No. Alamo had weird
Cinemark?
Time. The Cobb. The old Cobb is now the Cinemark. Yeah.
Cobb!
And got great tickets for her because she, you know, limited mobility at this time.
Yeah.
And the first thing I noticed is this theater is not even close to full. It's not even close to half full. I bet there was maybe 25 or 30 people in the entire theater at a primetime showing on opening night. I said, this bodes badly. This is going to be horrible. And also, I've already said this, the guy doesn't look like Elvis. And Tom Hanks.
Yeah, but nobody cares about Elvis anymore.
Right. But
I mean that's pretty much what it is, right?
No, I think that this
wasn't
is,
that starting to wane even when we were doing the Elvis shows?
Yeah, he's aging out, but I think this is going to be part of that piece of the puzzle for Elvis aging out, because I also was angry that they cast Tom Hanks to play Colonel Tom Parker, yeah. Because as my mom said, and this is one of my mom's great quotes, is when they came out with a movie where Tom Hanks was Walt Disney, she said, you know, Tom Hanks is nice, but he can't play everybody. He can't be everybody.
1,000% agree. And do you do the recasting game where you would put somebody else in the in the role of Tom? Wasn't Tom Parker a big fat guy? Wasn't he?
They did. Well, I will say this that will shock you. This movie is a 9.5 out of 10. This is the best Elvis movie that's ever been made.
And were slamming it. Oh, that's great to hear.
Ready to hate it. Baz Luhrmann did such a great job with the storytelling and the
great
colors.
Director.
And the fact that it's hard to explain the tone. It's not like he's winking at the audience, but he knows, like, the whole, like, when Elvis is making his Hollywood movies in the 60s.
Is it about his life or a chapter in his life?
It's about his whole life. And that's the amazing thing. It takes it from childhood to his death in 2.5 hours. And I can't believe it.
I'm stunned. I'm so excited. That's cool.
And Mike, I think Tom Hanks will get an Oscar nomination for this, because the makeup on him is so good and effective. And I can't wait for you to hear his voice, because he does a great, because, you know.
Does he do the dialect?
This is not a spoiler alert that Colonel Tom Parker was an illegal alien from Holland. He was Dutch.
He was Dutch.
Right. And so.
And Dutch is a very similar dialect to a German dialect.
What I want to hear you do the voice, because all I can do is this. And every time I've called my mom this week and I've said the same thing is, some of you who have seen this movie will paint me as the villain. But the makeup.
That's a good Dutch accent.
You forget that it's Tom Hanks at times. The makeup is so effective. He is
so good. I can't believe you're right. I mean, this is great, because you're going completely the opposite of where this is what gives you credibility.
You wanted to hate.
I really did. And he paints the Colonel as the true villain that he was.
And a great biopic is like one of my favorite kind of movies.
Mike,
too.
I think you're going to like this movie. They don't overdo. Elvis has got very little makeup done to him. He doesn't look like a fake person. He looks like a real person.
I'm only going to go see it if I test positive, though.
No, good. Well, Mike,
your part.
If you want to test positive, go see Elvis, because I was looking at the crowd that did come opening night.
Isn't this great?
You want some of my popcorn?
I'm sorry if I got this wrong.
Not at all.
Was the Colonel the guy who went to the jailhouse to fill out one of Elvis's shows because it wasn't sold out? Like, was he always trying
that
to...
Sounds like something he would do.
That sounds like him.
He was crafty. He was a carny. He was literally a carnival guy. He left a traveling show of little people and country singers and they have German little people that are in the circus. It's so... There are points in it that are surreal. It's so great to look at. And he takes Elvis on as his
own. How about the guy that plays Elvis? Does he do a good job?
He, as far as the movements and Elvis's gestures, is eerily accurate.
Oh, wow.
I know you're
so
a massive Elvis guy. That is very, very cool. That is so cool.
And I can't wait. The soundtrack is out on Spotify and Amazon, all that stuff. Now, the real soundtrack drops next week on the real
media. What do you mean the real one?
Like on vinyl.
Are there covers? Is the soundtrack like a lot of covers?
What they've done is there are covers, but they've also taken modern artists, soul artists and hip-hop artists, and intercut them with Elvis. The music in the movie is throbbing and energetic. And they also, here is the one of the things that they do that no one has ever done. They've nodded towards it, but they've never really established it, is how Elvis's music was based in black rhythm and blues. And how much he appreciated it, and how much it was a part of his growing up, and how the Hollywood scene and the Vegas scene and the Colonel Tom Parker scene wanted to figuratively and literally whitewash him, make him a family entertainer. and he held on to it as long as he could.
How about Mama? How about who plays Mama?
It's an actress I'd not heard of. She does a great job. I think his dad looks a little too much like Jerry Stiller, but he's very effective. There's not a bad performance in the movie.
What about the drug abuse?
The drug abuse is that head on, man.
I'm all in. When you really look, it was so many years, and I think I got jaded.
Yeah,
It was pushed on you to a degree. I was not the Elvis guy. But man, this now because I know everything because we did so much of it on the show.
You're gonna.
I'm actually fascinated by it.
And also the period detail as far as microphones, guitars, amps, everything like that.
I want to see this now.
I told Robert something.
It's a good sell.
Robert was he. We got out of it, and I was like, I just hope he likes it. He said, "Dad, that was so good. Did this really happen? Did this really happen?
Cool.
Did this really?" I said, "Robert, if you want to know the attention to detail they paid, I've watched the 68, the Black Leather comeback special so many times." They costumed the people in the front row around his stage like the people in the 68 comeback special.
Is it the whole run? Whole run from right from beginning to end as far as the career is concerned?
You see him as a boy, like in Shake Rag, Tennessee and Mississippi, and then his break on television. They skip a lot of the Ed Sullivan stuff. They skip over the movie stuff. They acknowledge it, but they don't really dwell on it like a lot of ones have in the past. You're looking at the man who gets his start and the way it ends, and the ending part is
you got to do that. Now I'm all in.
The ending part it closes.
It's terrible to want the
end. It's fine. They close with, and this is again not a spoiler alert because it's in the reviews. At the end, they intercut real footage of Elvis, and. It twice made me cry. It is so effectively done, and it's such an American tragedy story.
Because you look on that stage and you said, that could be me.
That was me, like 3 months ago. But I do. I give it a 9.
So cruel.
I give it a 9.5 out of 10, and I think this is, and why you said about aging out, I think that this is going to have a slow burn.
Like a renaissance?
And I think that this is going to make kids realize what they see on that camera or on that screen. I think it's going to re-energize his brand. I do, because it's that good of a film.
I can't wait to see it. That's
you know
a great,
who I really feel
review,
terrible
Rob,
for?
Really, who's that?
Mark Riddell.
Why did he not like it?
He just missed the boat.
Well, it was a couple years
ago. For the Renaissance.
Ago. Yeah. Well, they might have him back now. Now they need him. Now they need him.
Yeah. He's happy at
he's
the
in a better
other
place.
Park.
Yeah, he's in San Francisco
I follow
now.
Mark on TikTok, and let me tell you, this is the happiest man I've seen, and I've seen him, period, on the West Coast.
Yeah.
God bless
him. Do you know who
I'm sure he saw it. I saw him at his special socks this weekend.
We've been talking about it. He walked, he got Stephon Curry at the theme park this weekend.
He did?
Got to walk him around and stuff. It was
Really?
Yeah.
That's his love.
I love it.
That's good for him.
That's
awesome.
He deserves it.
So go see this movie, everybody.
Go see it. That's it. What's the name of it, Rob? What is the name of it?
I forget the title.
Starts with an E.
It's Elvis.
It's just Elvis?
Just Elvis. Yeah.
Elvis. Well, that's a good name for it.
Yeah.
We'll take a break and we will come back with
It's about Elvis, you see.
I might have the Kobe, so you got to bear with me.
Of course.
It's the Kobe.
Soundtown coming up next.
Tonight, we take a moment to mourn the many legends that we lost this past year.
Blocked Island. No, it's not the home of a swanky resort. It's a place of shame and isolation from TMOS. You see, Mike, Rob, and Oscar are doing important work each and every day on the Mike O'Mara Show. Work that keeps America laughing. And then here you come with your petty complaints and criticism. Blocked Island exists to remind you that your opinions are meaningless and hurtful. So keep listening and enjoying TMOS every day. And if there is ever anything that doesn't tickle your funny bone or offends you, know your role, stay in your lane, and shut the fuck up. God bless you.
Now you can say whatever you want. I don't even block people sometimes when they do that.
I
didn't block the guy. Not every time. You miss them sometimes, right?
I guess, yeah.
Occasionally. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. In an effort to offset inflation, the Federal Reserve has turned up the heat with the biggest jump in interest rates since 1994. The days of ultra low rates are behind us, but there are still opportunities out there within the mortgage industry. For example, 1/3 of all mortgages are carrying PMI. And with the double-digit appreciation last year, you can refinance to remove the PMI or take some of that cash out for any reason. When it comes to purchasing a home, the mortgage lender you choose can be the difference between winning or losing your contract on that home. So take my advice and call Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Whether it's a purchase or a refinance, call the good people at Cornerstone First Financial today. One of the longest running advertisers on our show, call Cornerstone First Financial today. The number one choice of all TMOS listeners, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Thank you, Cornerstone First Financial. Let me press that button.
Do the thing.
So I can press this button. Thank you. Sorry for the delay.
Sound.
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 We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
Before we rinse the taste of Elvis out of our mouth, I do want to mention that it tied with Maverick, Top Gun Maverick, as the top box office this week, both with $30.5 million, which is not a very high bar. Not a lot of people go into the movies, I suppose. But also, I don't know that in the recent memory I can remember when the top movie was a tie. Do you remember? It doesn't happen much, does it?
Look, I'm happy that it's there, but the first weekend of Top Gun Maverick was $150 million.
It's obviously more of a popcorn movie than this one.
So it was a light weekend, right?
Right.
But I think it's good for the headlines, and if it's as good as you say it is.
It is, I believe.
Well, then people should see it.
Anyway, Mike, so with Top Gun and the Elvis movie tied, I thought I should play this song. It's for both of them.
Turn up a little bit for me, please.
Tell me I'm flaming. I must be 109.
I like this mashup.
Not bad.
Highway to the danger zone. Burn love.
That was fun.
Hunger, hunger, burn love.
Yeah. All right.
I just said I thought it was kind of fun. All right.
That's funny.
Mike, I know that you're a hockey guy, dyed in the wool. Do you care that we have a new Stanley Cup champion?
I do. And it was a wonderfully dominating performance, even though the game, it was a closer game than they, you know, it would tell you. I don't do sports talk. Can
all
you
right.
tell? Can you tell that? Colorado, way to go, Colorado Avalanche, winning on the road in Tampa. Pretty cool.
Do you
cool.
think that's why Ocala was so crowded?
I think, you know, I don't know if the Tampa area had anything to do with that. I was thinking there might have been game traffic when we started our journey.
Anyway,
there might have been.
And a lot of I know hockey fans love the crystal clear springs. Anyway, the Colorado Avalanche wins last night 2-1.
5 seconds to go. Up it comes to the line. Colorado has won the Stanley Cup.
Great operation. Great franchise in Colorado.
Thrilling call.
Does it hurt your feelings, though?
Colorado wins?
Yeah, like, I know Tampa's won already, but, like how do you feel, like, any passion towards...
I have lost passion for almost all spectator sports outside of the NFL.
Got it.
Because I am now on a quest to see my worst, absolute suck-ass team that I root for do something special. So that's the way I root. I am now there. However, Washington Capitals get into the playoffs to a lesser extent. Mm-hmm. Have to be honest about that when I move away. But the Red Sox get into the playoffs. I pay attention, but I don't pay attention like I used to. For some reason, I can't even explain what it is. The football, I'm that guy. I'm like so many people in America. I'm ready for the NFL. Like, get the summer over and bring back. I never thought I'd be that guy.
Elvis,
and I like watching golf. I like watching the old men play golf, so I like watching the Irishman, Padraig Harrington, win the Senior Open, U.S. Senior Open.
Elvis liked the Browns.
Yes.
Just for what it's worth. Let's close with this. I got more stuff that we'll play tomorrow, but this is a guy. Do you remember the guy that scored the Cardi B about the shoes? He took a rave out tape and he played music by it.
How could we played it forever.
Yeah. Well, this is another guy. His name is Kevon Carter, and he just takes stuff that he finds and he scores it. And the YouTube clip he found was a rooster that crowed so long that the rooster passed out. And you do see the rooster pass out. So understand that the talking and the piano is Kevon Carter, but the rooster... She is real.
Deep breath. Come on, sustain it. Sustain it.
Woo.
And then the rooster literally falls down. And ladies and gentlemen, no animals were harmed in the making of that tape.
Oh, my God.
The rooster is okay. Mike, that's all I got.
That's funny. Got to watch that one. Hey, we got all coming back with another one.
Yes.
Tomorrow, I'll do my best. I don't want to stay away from
best
her
to
all
Carla.
The time. Just wearing a mask all around the house and all that good stuff. But,
little
you know.
Michael.
Who knows?
This is life.
You know, Carrie is wearing a mask, too.
Enjoy the show while you can. This could be the last week of the show.
Yeah.
Carrie's wearing a mask, but it's gauze.
How's she doing?
She's great.
We'll need an update. Need an update on her.
Want me to send you a picture?
Hey, I'm getting a call from Inglewood, California. I don't know why the hell that is. That's a newbie.
Please release me. Let me go.
We'll be back with another episode tomorrow for Rob Spielwagon, Oscar Santana, Michael Maris. Thanks so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You know what you are? A hoot. With a capital H, that's what you are.
Pigeonhole!